Mark Twain would be here, he would not be a Mark David Schleifer. He'd know exactly what's happening. There's a third part, and this is the last pasuk in Amos. Unetatim al admatam, those who I bring back, I'm going to plant upon their land. V'lo yinotshu od me al admatam, and they're no longer going to be uprooted from their land. Asher natati lahem, that I have given to them. So says Hashem Elokim. The end of Sefer Amos. Asher natati lahem, the gift of Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people is the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That took place on Yom HaAtzmaut. We also have an unbelievable promise in this pasuk. The promise that this time it's for keeps. We are not going to go into Golos ever, ever again. I have a little problem with the last section of the pasuk, V'lo yinotshu od, me al admatam, they will no longer be uprooted. But what are we going to do about Gush Katif? Well, maybe it won't happen. Maybe the Navi is not talking about uprooting only a small part of the Jewish people. He's talking about Am Yisrael as a whole. It's one of the phrases in a pasuk in Tanakh that I will not truly know its meaning, nor will any of us know, until the entire script is completed. Maybe V'lo yinotshu od me'al admatam means that no non-Jewish force is going to remove them. I don't know. I don't know what the meaning of the pasuk is. Falls into the category of those psukim that the Rambam said, we won't know what they mean until they happen. Which means that we are a generation that has been zeichet to that which 1900 years of Klal Yisrael were never zeichet to. I had an experience last year, and I'm hoping and praying that I'll have the same experience this year. Last year at 11 o'clock on Yom HaZikaron, the siren is going to go off in about 55 minutes. I was standing in front of the Israel Center in town, and somebody from Harnof was standing a few feet away from me, and the siren begins. By the way, 2 minutes, when a siren goes off, 2 minutes, boy, is that a long 2 minutes. There are times I used to think, gosh, if I would use a minute learning as long as that minute of the siren is, that's great. Anyway, about 40 seconds into the siren, I feel tears coming down my cheek. By 1 minute into the siren, I'm pushed crying like a baby. By the end of 2 minutes, I was drained emotionally. This fellow comes running over to me and says, Rabbi Kold, are you okay? I couldn't answer him. And then I said, you know what? I've never been as okay as I was now. I was zeichet to cry for 21,000 soldiers. I felt for 1 minute the pain of a mother burying a child. It could take years until you do it. I did it. I have no patience for those who give you the stories. Bickle Tyra. Bickle Tyra. If it's Bickle Tyra. So I asked the fellow once, what time does Seder finish, your first Seder finishes? 1 o'clock. Learn to 2 minutes after one that day. They didn't know what to say to me. It's Bickle Tyra. It's Chukasaka. It's nonsense. We say kill him. One of my grandchildren told me that after in the school that he goes to, they have some sophisticated system. As soon as the siren is going to go off, you're going to start hearing Tillam on the loudspeaker. I said to him, Shaitim Shepa Olam, a person can say Tehillim 1,000 times and not feel the pain of a fellow Jew for 1 second. The moments at which I feel choked up, That's a moment when I feel alive Jewishly. If I can be zeichet to cry for the pain of mothers and fathers, people whose lives were ended in their youth, who made the great sacrifices, I can be zeichet to feel that. That's a great matana. I cherish those moments. I'm sure you've had it. It can be a book about the Holocaust. It can be a movie. And you're all choked up. When you're choked up, Chapibi, then you're alive. You're alive. And all of this nonsense will say Tillim and we'll learn Mishnayis. You can learn through Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and not feel the pain of a Jewish mother for 1 second. I cherish the moment that the siren goes off. I hope and pray I'll have the same experience that I had last year. Even though I may be beisgevaint already, there was a gathering last night in Binyanei HaUma of the religious Zionist community. Zeche to all those who fell. I think everybody in the audience, were a few thousand people there. We were choked up for 3-4 hours. I may have been yotze already my 2 minutes of the siren. Choked up, felt the pain. There we had, I can't describe the feeling in the audience when a man by the name of David Hatuel was called to speak. David Hatuel, it's a name you have to know. His pregnant wife Tali and his 4 daughters were killed execution style by the terrorists to whom our government plans on giving away Gush Katif. Eov, he called himself. Eov! Okay. David Applebaum, Nava. The young man who was supposed to marry Nava Applebaum, member of my shul. The Eifruf took place in my shul in Har Nof. I remember looking at Dr. David Applebaum and Tzvi Sen. I wish them that with great joy they should take their children to the chuppah. Who was to know that day we would bury father and daughter? There's a lot of pain in Eretz Yisrael. There's a big price that we've paid. But for big things, you pay big prices. We have to rededicate ourselves, first of all, to the idea of knowing Mo'oshid Lashem Kol Takmuloihi Olai, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you've done for this generation what you haven't done for any previous generation. We are the ones who are Zeicha. And we have to make sure that we're worthy of it. We didn't build this country physically, but it becomes our responsibility to build it spiritually. I have no problem with saying Hallel tomorrow, because Hallel is a reflection of Jewish history and a reflection of life. Hallel doesn't mean that everything is all happy and full of joy. Because the moment we say Zeh Hayom Osa Hashem Nagilo V'Nisba Chapo, this is the day that God made, we will be full of joy and happiness. The moment after Toch Kedei Dibur, we say Ono Hashem Hashiyono Debeni Shel Olam, we need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam all the time on our side. The process isn't over. We're in the middle of the process. And you have 2 choices. Every Jew in the world has 2 choices. And that's what you have to think about. You can be part of the process, or you can remove yourself from the process. You can be one who's going to write Jewish history, or one who won't even be a footnote to Jewish history. I pity my friends who are living in Borough Park and Teaneck and Flatbush and Muncie, they're not part of Jewish history. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Muncie. I meet a friend many years ago. He says, Shalom, you got to come see my new house. That is then. So I go. I know that I'm doing a chesed. A house, I tell you. So big, so beautiful, really beautiful. And he even tells me to look out the window, you'll see the scenery. So you know, a few trees in the backyard. He should come to my apartment in Har Nof, and he'll look out the window from my apartment in Har Nof, and he'll see the vast panorama of Ore Yehuda, and he'll know how foolish it was for him to tell me to take a look at the scenery in Bansi. Give me a break. He's not part of Jewish history. He's not writing Jewish history. Every Jew who lives here is part of it. You have to make sure that physically and spiritually and emotionally you'll never, ever be a Mark David Schleifer. You'll be able to say with great kabbana tomorrow, Sehayom Osa Hashem Nogilo V'Nisma Chopo, and with as much kabbana and even more, Ona Hashem Hoshiano. We need the ongoing chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in the world we are still living in a very unfriendly neighborhood. And that neighborhood of the world is not going to get any more friendly to us. But as long as we remain strong, proud, as long as we become and make of ourselves Talmidei Chachamim, Yorei Shamayim, Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael has a future. And that future of Klal Yisrael depends on you. I'm sure you're not going to let us down. Cut some.